Your names?
Carlos Hood.
Demi Wharton. Desney Wharton.
Why'd you guys come down to testify? We'll start with you, Carlos.
We came down for the youth council, which is held on a Saturday. And we came to testify about our school's leadership, faculty, and staff, and most definitely our recreational and extracurricular activities at our school.
What school?
Hardy Middle School.
And you've testified now for last year as well.
Yes.
Regarding some of the problems at Hardy.
Yes. Mostly last year about our principal change and how our principal has been released from his standpoint, Patrick Pope. And we have been replaced with a standby principal who is part-time Hyde, part-time Hardy. And basically it's a lack of leadership at our school. Mostly, and nowadays we have a principal and he's not that well known to me anyway. And they say give him a chance, but I'm an eighth grader. I mean, I only have 4 months of school left. So if I give him a chance, it's not really going to affect me anyway. It's going to affect the sixth and seventh graders. I'm going to be alumnus. So it's not going to be fair to me if they do change. Pretty much.
To me, you read a letter from your grandmother. Mm-hmm. Talk about that letter and your testimony.
Well, my grandmother, she visited while we were doing the application process for her. We were visiting her while we did the application process, and she was like very intrigued to see what we had to do to get into Hardy, and she was really excited. And then she came in the seventh grade to see our spring concert, and she talked to like a lot of the faculty and the staff and the teachers and Mr. Pope, and she liked the support. But now she's like the media on the internet and everything, she sees like the decrease of the school and it's like rating and everything. And my grandmother, she's like very involved in our education. Even though she lives in Louisville, Kentucky, she's always like involved in our education. She like has high standards for us. So that's what my grandmother sent. My grandmother sent this letter for us to say in the meeting today.
What did you think of, you testified, we're still in the hearing room, of Chairman Kwame Brown's response to your testimony? He said, well, give the new principal a chance. You're an eighth grader, so mm-hmm. you only have a few months left of school.
I believe that he will try to get to the fact that we need help at Hardy, but I don't think it's like a priority now for him, because we're in eighth grade, like me, Carlos, and Desmond, we're in the eighth grade, and we need like a change now. There's a lot of stuff going on at school that needs help, and I think that he will be a big help in Hardy, like renewing its like how his caliber and how like how we were a good school. So I think that he should revisit the subject now so that Hardy can become a better school for people who come in next year and the years after that.
Desney, you've been 2 years now testifying?
Yes.
Has it gotten a little frustrating?
Yes, because they said they're going to do something about Mr. Pope, but nothing really happened. And it's kind of like we're kind of repeating ourselves over and over coming to these meetings, and it's like no outcome of it. It's no change.
And yet, when you started coming, Adrian Fenty was the mayor. Michelle Rhee was the school's chancellor. They're no longer in office. Vincent Gray held hearings as chairman of the council. Now he's mayor. Were you expecting something to happen if Gray defeated Fenty?
I was expecting it because he kind of promoted Pope during his election. That's probably how, like, most of the percentage is from Hardy parents and people that were concerned. So he probably used that to like help his like campaign. And he said he was going to do something, but I don't see anything yet.
Daphne Dunstan Wharton, the last two speakers are your daughters. Talk about what you've been through these last couple of years at Hardy and your thoughts.
It's been a roller coaster ride, actually. I brought my girls into Hardy in the middle of the sixth grade, coming from a school that wasn't giving them what they needed, and I was a desperate mom. I mean, I was preparing them for the seventh grade, to enter into seventh grade, but they did have slots available, and they were able to start in the middle of the sixth grade year, and I was overjoyed. I mean, I broke down in tears in the office saying, thank God I have some place for my girls to go, because, you know, they're my life, and I want their life to be special and beautiful and successful and challenging and all those things. So when they got into Hardy, they jumped in with feet first and got into the marching band, the jazz band, the honors band, the choir. Plus, they were A and B honor roll students the whole time. We haven't mentioned that so much, but these are great kids we're talking about, excellent scholars who are, you know, trying to do the right thing. And they keep talking about kids not having a place to go and things to do. Well, they found a home at Hardy that's full of all of these enriching activities. But that roller coaster ride came to a screeching halt. And we saw it happening at the end of their seventh grade year, when we knew that they were removing Mr. Pope, bringing in Dana Narenberg, who would be part-time. How in the world can you be part-time at a middle school? I mean, that is the most crucial time in a child's life, determining whether they're going to go on and go to high school and beyond, or whether they're going to start, you know, thinking about dropping out of school. It starts in that middle school. And so they felt that was so important to eliminate a great principal with a great program, bring in somebody part-time at a middle school. And as exactly as we expected, the same thing, it happened exactly as we saw it. Not that we promoted. It's not like I told my kids to go to school, be disrespectful, be disruptive, don't follow your teachers. It wasn't like that. But things changed because the administration was new. They were young. They brought in three new assistant principals under the part-time principal. They're all new, young, never been principals. And so the demise was just foreseen. We knew it just happened like we probably figured it would happen. And now the things that they come home telling me are unacceptable. People skipping class and, you know, profanity in the bathrooms and fights and bullying and all. None of that was going on when Mr. Pope was there. Mr. Pope stood at the bus stop and saw his kids get off Metro buses coming into Hardy. He addressed them, everybody, name by name. Now, I don't know what the whole personal issue is with Mr. Pope and why they've taken him out, and I don't even want to get into that, you know, but right now my girls have 4 months left in the eighth grade, and I'm afraid that their eighth grade and the other students, that, you know, it's over for them. So now I'm fighting for the kids coming behind. There's so much political stuff that's involved, but the way we look at it is like they have taken the school away. They've not allowed as many kids from out of boundary to come in any longer. They've taken away the whole application process before, because Hardy was designated a specialty school because they had a music and art focus, even though neighborhood school kids could go, but they haven't been going over all these years. Now they want their school back. They want us out. We come from Ward 8. Kids come from every ward and every quadrant in D.C. to go to Hardy. And Hardy is a stellar school, and they have totally dismantled it. There's a new principal they assigned this week. Okay, let's give him a chance. The odds are, though, it's going to take him a while to get acclimated to what's going on. I wish him the best. I wish him the best. And I'm a teacher, so I have like about 20 kids from my school that I've sent to Hardy. And I want them to have a chance at a great school like Hardy was. If he can put it back, let him do it. It's sad, though, that it's probably not going to happen for my children to see it.
Your mom was talking about you living in Ward 8, and Hardy is all the way in Georgetown in Ward 2. Talk about the effort you go through with your sister every morning to get to school.
So we wake up at like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then we have to get ready and be out the house by like 7, and then my mother takes us to the train station, and then we take we either go on the blue line or the green line, and then we go to Foggy Bottom. Then we take the bus all the way up the hill, like, and it's like really cold outside now, so we have to wait for the bus, and that's the commute going to school, and for coming home, it's like it's a lot of different options. So we just, and that it's like kind of fun, like when you're outside, like when you're going with your friends and stuff. It's not really on your mind how long it takes, but it's pretty much a long ride though.
Any final thoughts you guys want to share, and any messages for other students? I was at, after Gray won the primary, but before the general election, he held these 8 town halls throughout the city, and then there was a 9th with the young Democrats, I think it was, and some students at Dunbar stood up and said, look, we don't have enough chairs in our classes. Some kids are standing up. Any final thoughts to other students who may be going through a difficult situation about the importance of speaking up as you guys have?
I mean, like Carlos said, yes. I remember, like, okay, as we motivated people to, like, help us with our principal, we made our own stickers. It clearly had a picture of Principal Pope, and underneath it said, Hope for Pope. Vince Gray, we gave one of those stickers, and he basically promoted the name Hope for Pope. And I believe now, if he does remember that, I would look deep inside and say, do you remember when you extended your hand towards our school? But then, a year later, that fist, that extended hand, turned into a closed fist. And our school has been overseen and overlooked since the election and his campaign and things like that. And I surely think it is not fair to our school and to the ongoing alumni of our school. Seeing though we've been here for 3 years, Demi Desney and I have been here for 3 years, that we've seen our school change literally from a great performing arts school and music, things like that, to turmoil, to much more turmoil. And we tried to change it, but as you can see, like, it's been going way downhill in our stature and our curriculum and things like that. Hardy, yes, is still a great school, but interior wise it's not so great anymore as it was in our 6th grade year. And I feel sad if this goes on for the next following years when I'm not at school, that my friends and peers from 6th and 7th grade will have to deal with this as much as we did during our 3 years at the school. And what I have to say is that if it does change, then I'll think that us testifying here for the past 2 years made a change, and that people should stand up for what is right and what they think is right for their school and for their city, period. And that's, yeah.
Thank you guys so much.